We are scheduled here for a public hearing regarding real estate assessment of Ms. Sharon Moore's property. And at first, I would like to cite the statute, and then from there, we will have a discussion with the, and we will allow the petitioner to be heard first, and then if the assessor wants to respond, he can respond. And then with follow-up as needed. First off, section 137.270 of the revised Missouri statute, the county commission to hear and determine erroneous assessments. The county commission of each county may hear and determine allegations of erroneous assessment or mistakes or defects in description of lands at any term of the commission before the taxes are paid on application of any person who, by affidavit, show good cause for not having attended the county Board of Equalization for the purpose of correcting the errors or defects or mistakes. If any lot of land or any portion thereof has been erroneously assessed twice for the same year, the county commission shall release the owner or claimant thereof upon the payment of the proper taxes. Valuations placed on property by the assessor or the Board of Equalization shall not be deemed to be erroneous assessments under this section. And let's see, we have Mr. Coughlin, Mrs. Moore. You want to come on up? Fine, or your attorney will be fine. Yeah, your attorney will be fine. I have a copy of an affidavit of Sharon Moore, and then I also have a copy of a motion of Sharon Moore regarding the Taney County Assessor.
Okay. Good morning, Your Honors. Thank you for allowing us to come and present this before the Commission. When I was growing up, my mother always taught me to be very inquisitive. It's the best way to learn is to ask questions. Some time ago, I was asked to meet with Ms. Moore on a particular issue involving real estate. My expertise is a real estate lawyer. I was intrigued by the story that I heard. More than anything, I was intrigued by the whole issue with regard to the lake and how it was originally formed. I've currently representing another client in some litigation in Taney County involving a very similar issue. So I'm familiar with the facts, and that's why I was referred to Ms. Moore on these issues. And when talking with her, I was struck by several things. After I graduated from college, I worked for the Jackson County Assessor and did the mapping department. I was a cartographer for them and drew assessment maps. And yes, that was before the days of computers when it was all hand-drawn. That's been some time ago. We always had a process that when a particular tax parcel was sold, that was split. The description was plotted. Back in those days, you were limited to only 90 characters for your description. So we had to come up with a different description for tax purposes. That process was always something that involved a voluntary conveyance. What struck me with Ms. Moore's story was the fact that the assessor in Taney County has, based on what I understand, a judicial determination involving other property, not Ms. Moore's property, other parties, not Ms. Moore, in an action with those particular defendants in Empire Electric. And it was a fight over who had what land and ownership. I don't know the particulars of that case. I wasn't counsel for that case. I don't know what evidence was or was not presented. But apparently, based on that decision, I don't know if it's still on appeal or not, the assessor decided to change the assessment maps for all of the affected parcels. If I may, this was the assessment map
prior to the delineation. I don't know if you all can see this. This is Ms. Moore's property as to the part lying northwesterly of Lakeshore Drive, going down to the White River. Okay? This is the assessment map now. And you'll see that it has been divided, and now we have part of this land being owned by, according to the assessor, Empire Electric, without a voluntary conveyance and without a judicial determination as to my client and my client's property. On an arbitrary basis, without any record, the assessor decided to become judge and jury and decide that folks that are along the lake don't own that land. Having seen the documents in the case that I have, I was curious about a couple of things that happened. Ms. Moore tells me the story about her family had this property for quite some time. I went back to the subdivision of Lakeshore. It was recorded in 1919, 7 years after the alleged quitclaim deed was recorded. In that recorded plat, those lots, for my client, lots 23 and 24, go down to the edge of the water. Now, it's only 7 years after that 1912 quitclaim deed, the suspect deed. I would have thought that surveyors, who I actually thought were really good even then, would have been aware of the fact that if there was a separate ownership, they would have only platted up to whatever that ownership line was, wouldn't have gone beyond it. But that's not what happened in 1919. In every conveyance after that, it never referred to any other ownership, and I have the abstract of title here for Ms. Moore's lots 23 and 24. It was never separated. It was never mentioned that anybody else claimed any kind of ownership. So we get into 2015, 2016, and now the assessor, based on another case, has decided to say to Ms. Moore, you don't have about 2 acres of land anymore. But not only do you not have that 2 acres of land anymore, I think it's really roughly 1.65 acres, and I say that because her 2015 tax deed and tax receipt showed acreages of 3.65 for lots 23 and 24 lying northwest of Lakeshore Drive. That assessment then for 2016, not only did it become smaller as to the land that she was claiming, now the assessment tripled in value. And I'm not sure quite, and I don't understand how that happened. We have not been able to get a fair market value appraisal yet. We are working on that because we have appealed to the State Tax Commission as well. But Ms. Moore had been visited by the assessor, and a notice went out from Mr. Pennell. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yes.
This was dated May the 17th of 2016. And this is the notice of change in assessed value for the real property. On the property description notice, it says lots 23, 24, northwest of Lakeshore Drive. This is dated May 17th of 2016. So if in fact now it is lots 23 and 24 northwest of Lakeshore Drive, that's only above elevation 715, this notice does not serve the proper notice to tell them what is being assessed under the statute. How do we know that that is the case? There is a Taney County work card that shows that somebody, after they drew this red line, calculated that the remainder of the land that was owned by Ms. Moore is only 2 acres. And the description changed to Lakeside, lots 23, 24, northwest of Lakeshore Drive, lying above the 715 MSL, and improvements below 715 MSL. I don't know what that means. Now, I would suppose that if you take this drawing, and I assume that this was based on a drawing that was done by a surveyor that was hired by Empire Electric in 2014. He did a survey of the 1912 deed, and that deed is recorded as well as that survey of the public records. A survey does not convey land. It is only a survey to show you what has actually happened in the field. And if that is the basis for which this drawing was made and the assessments were determined, it's erroneous. The assessor doesn't have the authority to just arbitrarily decide who owns what without a voluntary conveyance or a court order. There is provisions and cases in Missouri that say if a notice of change of assessment does not have a valid description, that subsequent assessment is void until it's corrected. What we are asking the commission to do is, based on the statute that you just read, is to direct the county clerk to correct the tax books. That's under 137.260, if I may read it. The clerk of the county commission shall immediately correct the tax book under any order which may be made by the commission in pursuance of section 137.270, if by the correction any alteration is made in the value of the property or the amount of taxes, he shall certify the correction to the director of revenue, who shall, on the settlement, allow the collector credit for any sum to which the correction entitles him. So not only does the commission have the ability to correct and rectify this and give the land back to Ms. Moore that she is entitled to be taxed for, they can also then direct the clerk of the county commission to correct the tax books, which have already been certified for 2016. That's all we're asking here. Now, I know that this isn't going to solve the problem for Ms. Moore and that she's got other issues that we will have to address. But really, the only issue before the commission today is, what is the proper description by which she should be taxed for her land, separate for her improvements? And if that description has changed by some arbitrary manner, then it should be corrected because it's an erroneous description. Now, you say, but John, what about that 1912 deed? I have a copy of it right here. It is a quitclaim deed. I don't know if you gentlemen are familiar with real estate, but quitclaim deeds are the lowest form of conveyance possible. Basically, I could give you a quitclaim deed for the Golden Gate Bridge. Does that mean I give it to you? I don't know. What did I give you? Well, whatever interest I may have. Further, this particular description, after it goes through a meets and bounds of the property, it then says, all for lake purposes in connection with the dam being constructed in said White River for said party of the second part. That particular caveat, and I don't know if this was argued in Acres or whatever that other Alkire case, but I know that this is what I'm going to be arguing in my case, is that means that it's only a conveyance of easement right, not fee simple title. What the assessor is supposed to be assessing is fee simple title, plain and simple. And to say that Ms. Moore doesn't have that below elevation 715, my first question is, how do I know that that red line is 715? I don't know. How do I know that the acreage is 1.65? Maybe it's less, maybe it's more. Maybe that elevation is higher now. We don't know what the elevation was and what this particular deed did, but all we do know is that what was conveyed in the 1912 deed was anything from the White River to elevation 715 as it related to the whole tract. We don't have a 1912 deed or a survey that shows us where elevation 715 was. We also have over almost over 100 years of conveyances that mentions no ownership.